I'll let you go first, if okay. that's all right.
Okay.
Do you remember the question?
Mm-hmm. Do okay. I think that they should have mandatory drug testing for athletes because I don't see a reason why they shouldn't have it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because that would encourage more athletes not to use drugs.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then at the same time, while encouraging them not to use drugs, it'll keep them in better shape, you know?
Yeah.
Than what they probably would already be if they are safe.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I'd have to agree with you on this one. I would totally support, you know, mandatory drug tests for all athletes.
Yeah.
Whether it be high school, professional, or college.
Yeah.
Especially the people in the limelight of professional or college sports.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of folks looking up to them. A lot of young kids looking up to those athletes. And I can just remember one instance, Otis Nixon. You remember him?
Yeah.
Baseball, Atlanta Braves.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the biggest thing was when he got caught with drugs.
Yeah, it was.
And, I mean, that guy was incredible. Could run. I mean, he was just fast.
Yeah, and you know what I think? That it, I wouldn't be surprised if some people thought that maybe those drugs helped him out.
Right.
And what he did.
Right. And then that makes me or somebody else playing baseball wanting to steal a lot of bases go, man, how can I be like Otis?
Yeah.
And in turn, you may get involved with something you shouldn't, you know?
Yeah. That's true.
So I guess there's a lot of pros and not many cons,
mm-hmm.
if any cons at all, at having mandatory drug tests for people, for athletes.
Yeah, I think that's very true because I would be very surprised if they would tell me well, I was going to say Mike Tyson, but no, I wouldn't be surprised. I really would. But someone maybe like Michael Jordan or something.
Uh-huh.
I would really be surprised if they tell me that throughout all of his career, he's been smoking marijuana. And then, you know, I like basketball. And so I'm like, I know it's a lot of young kids out there. They're like, well, if he did that, then maybe if I do it too, maybe I'll jump out high, and, you know,
uh-huh.
and dunk and all that stuff. So it should be, It's for their benefit too, you know.
Yeah.
Then plus for the benefit of just not having drugs involved with sports.
Yeah. I mean, because you hear it not all the time, but I was reading, maybe it was Sports Illustrated one time, and there was a letter from an athlete, a professional athlete,
mm-hmm.
playing in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And he had got caught using drugs or had drugs on him or something, and they sent him to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, somebody going from making probably close to $1 million a year
mm-hmm.
to sitting in jail,
you
know, over drugs.
That's bad because, that's what I'm saying. It would be for their benefit, too. It would keep them from, you know, using and ruining their career, you know?
Yeah. Well, what about this? Because it just seems like you only hear of those that use drugs. But you don't hear, I mean, I don't think you'd ever hear Michael Jordan has never used drugs.
Yeah.
Or Charles Barkley. Do you think that would help, too? Somebody to come on like that and just say, I've never touched them in my athletic career, do you think that would have a positive influence?
You mean like if they've never used it at all?
Right. And if they told people that, like over the TV or something?
Yeah, it would. I think it would. It would kind of influence the people who are able to be influenced that way, that for them to say that, I've never used drugs, and without drugs, I've done this, you
mm-hmm.
know, or something like that.
Yeah. I'm just going to take a wild guess. You're probably about 18, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is somebody you admire? Athlete.
Yeah, athlete.